talk about you, then shame on you. I want them to talk about me because they ain't going to be able to say nothing bad without saying something good. Yeah, I used to be that, but now I'm this. I wish I had somebody. Yeah, he used to be this, but now he's doing that. I wish I had somebody. And look, it's going to be some people that's stuck on stupid and sliding on silly that's going to stay in your path. They're not going to let you be. They don't want you to be great, but they can't help your greatness because the Bible said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So they can't help me being great because I'm going to be great. I have no choice. Greatness has no choice but to be great. Hallelujah. So the persecution now comes because people begin to talk about him and everybody got haters, whether you want to have them or not. Everybody.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holding Senior. Our church is located 1401 Bell Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Pimpy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Pimpy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessing. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Seven observations of a blessed person. The Bible says, blessed or blessed is the man, woman, girl, boy, person. Blessed is the person that does not, it starts off like this, because one of the things God wants us to know through this writer, David himself, is that he had to deal with the things that most of us do rather than the things that most of us don't do. Most of us who are not blessed of the Lord walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, the ungodly are people who are people without God in their lives, without the benefit of salvation, without the benefit of the knowledge of God, without the benefit of the leadership of God, without the benefit of the inspiration of God, etc., etc., etc. And why would you want to take information, inspiration, or direction or instruction from somebody who's not connected with God? And yet so many times we do it with people on Facebook we don't know. We do it with people on television, commercials, movies, songs, you know, artists, on and on and on. All of these people who are not connected with God, and we find ourselves accepting the information that they give us that is not godly. Excuse me. And so when we walk in the counsel of the ungodly, then obviously the direction that we're going is opposite of God. Secondly, stand in the way of sinners. Now, listen, you've got one walking and the other standing in the way of sinners, meaning having his involvement with sinners. People will tell you, well, they do it, but I don't do it, and I've shared with you before. Association brings on assimilation. If you continue to hang out with folk, stuff that they have falls on you. And whoever is the greatest influencer will fall on the other. All you have to do to get wet is stand in the rain. And many times, even with an umbrella and even with a raincoat and boots and all that stuff, you still get wet because the wind can blow the rain in directions that keep it from falling straight down. And you still become wet. Why? Because you are standing in that place where rain falls. And then thirdly, it talks about or sitting in the seat of the scornful. Now, of course, scornful are always people who have negative things to say, people who are always talking down something good, talking down people. Child, I wouldn't do that if I were you. They always want this. They want to do that. Blah, 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 blah. Sitting in the seat of the scornful. Now, you may not have even made up your mind, but their negativity rubs off on you. But it also says that when you are small-minded, you are impacted by the small-minded. In other words, small minds hang out together. They're not a threat to one another. And so a lot of times when one does not want to do something and they fear you might want to do it, they start bringing forth, spewing that negativity that persuades you not to do so. But listen to me, my brothers and sisters. This first part deals with principles of a good man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. That's what he does not do. Now, look at what a blessed man does in verse 2. But his what? Delight. His delight or his desire is in the law of the Lord. Now, the word law here literally means the Torah or the Pentateuch or the five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those are considered the books of the law. Now, David at this time did not have the benefit of the entire Bible like we do, but his desire was to know the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord. The law of the Lord. But his delight, listen, is in the law of the Lord. Now, that's his desire to know the law of the Lord. And he meditates day and night. Now, not only is his desire to know the law of the Lord, but he's determined to learn the law of the Lord.
All right, doctor.
To learn the law. Day and night. Uh-huh. If that's not determination, tell me what is. You know, anything you really want to know, you spend time with it.
Yes.
You research it. You dig into it. You familiarize yourself with it. You give it a part of your attention that allows it to be absorbed in you, so that you will know those things and they will come and flow out of you the more acquainted with those things that you are. So he was determined to learn the law. But there's another reason why he desires to know the Lord, know the law of the Lord, and he's determined to learn the law of the Lord. It's because, thirdly, he wants the details to live the law of the Lord. Details to live the law of the Lord. In other words, he is the one who says, thy word have I hid in my so that I might not sin against God, against thee. That's why he's the one that made clear thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. See, my brothers and sisters, when you know the word can direct you. It can direct you in the moment. That's the feet. That's the lamp that lets you see what your next step is. But the path is your potential and your future that allows you to look down the road and see better up ahead and press toward it. So I need you to see the verse 1 talks about the fitness of a blessed person. The fitness. I'm not talking about physical fitness. It's wonderful to be in physical shape and all of those good things. But it's talking about the fitness of the spiritual man. Spiritual man. Fitness. But then verse 2 talks about the faithfulness of a blessed man or woman or person. The faithfulness. The faithfulness is he desires to know the law of the Lord. He's determined to learn the law of the Lord. And thirdly, he wants the details to live the law of the Lord. Are y'all with me this morning? And he's faithful to those things because it's those things that are called principles that's going to lead him to the place he's trying to go.
Yes,
now, many of us love verse 3. Verse 3 is loaded here. There are five observances in verse 3 that I want to lift out for you. Many of us have read it many times. I've preached it many times. And every time I go into it, God gives me something more, something different, something richer. And so I wanted to share that with you this morning, especially our young people. Listen, verse 3 now. And now, of course, that conjunction ties verse 3 with verse 2. Just like but is a contrast between verses 2 and verse 1. In other words, the bad man is in verse 1, the good man is in verse 2. Now, from verse 2, it continues on saying, and connected to the good man. Are you with me? And he shall be like a tree planted. And he shall be like a tree planted. The idea here is really transplanted, because it is taken from wherever, perhaps a nursery, etc., and then placed by the rivers of water. It is, here it is. It is fixed in a place. Third observation, it's fixed. It's fixed. Planted means fixed. See, my brothers and sisters, the old folk used to say, rolling stone gathers no moss. In other words, my grandmother put it this way, if you keep running, you're going to run past more than you catch up with. You've got to learn how to settle down where it is most conducive for you to be blessed and to be able to discover that there are things why God has fixed you in a certain place at a certain period for a certain purpose. Listen, there are many things we desire to do, we want to do, we'd like to be, we'd like to become. But is it what God wants for us? Is it what God created for us? Listen, young people, you know, if you don't know your purpose, then you'll have problems with where God has planted you. Where he has, I don't know why the Lord put me here. I don't know why, you know. Well, he put you there because there are some reasons that God had for placing you there for your benefit or for your good and for his glory. Now, if the tree is planted, guess what it suggests? It didn't get there by itself. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which means when you are a person, Abraham is the father of faith. He was in Haran. He was already 75 years old. He was in his pagan land. He was among his pagan family. He had his pagan friends. He lived his pagan life until he met God. And God told him, leave your country, leave your family, leave your friends, leave your home, and go where I tell you to. What was God telling him? I'm going to transplant you somewhere else. He had the promised land for him that was far better than the land he knew. And so God placed him there. You've got to know, my brothers and sisters, that when God moves you, he moves you to bless you, to benefit you, and to put you where he wants you to be. You might not like where it is, but I promise you, if you just stay and do what you're supposed to do, you'll see why God put you there. So fixed, point three, observation three, fixed. And he shall be like a tree fixed, planted. Here it is, by the rivers of water. Why is he planting the tree by the rivers of water? Because he wants them to, or it to be fruitful. Fruitful. Somebody say fruitful. That's the fourth point, fruitful. God plants the tree by the river of water. And I've shared with this you with this before. If you got your notes, if you remember this, by multiple streams of water. Multiple streams of water. Why? What does it suggest to us? It suggests that God has given us multiple resources for us to be fruitful. Multiple, not just one resource, but multiple resources. So if one resource at this moment dries up, you got several more that you can draw from. And listen, the man that has more resources has more of a possibility of being successful than the man that only has one resource. Now, God is all of our sources, but we're talking about resources now. So God plants the tree by the rivers, four different rivers of water. Now, what's the likelihood of all four of them drying up at one time? Very unlikely. Very unlikely. But here's another thing I need you to understand. That the root system of the tree planted by the rivers of water taps in to all four rivers. let's just say the tree is planted by the rivers, but that river might be like an island kind of thing. But on each side of the island, there's a different river flowing. The root system reaches out in all directions and runs down to the resources. The river. There's a reason it's going to do that. Keep this in mind as we progress through the text. By the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Now it's not just talking about being fruitful. Now it's talking about flourishing. Somebody say flourishing. Listen, when you flourish, you have more than enough. When you flourish, that is a place that everyone who desires to be successful, desires to be blessed, desires to be prosperous, want to be where they are flourishing. How many of you know that just living from paycheck to paycheck won't cut it?
All right, doctor.
Can I give you an idea of a worldly perspective of flourishing from a successful person? It's having more than enough, more than you need for this moment. Amen. It means a blessed abundance. It means if the market turned over today or tomorrow, you're diversified. You've got other investments. If real estate slow up or slow down, what you decide to do is, since the market has gone down, I'm going to buy when the market is low, and I'm going to sell when the market comes back. I mean, when you begin to flourish, you have more than one area of income, more than one area of investments. You flourish everywhere you turn. You're being blessed.
Yes.
Y'all remember the song, "Every Time I Turn Around, He's Blessing Me." Anybody know that experience? Even if it's temporary, have you ever experienced that? Every time we turn around, he's blessing us. Some men are like, no, I ain't never had that experience yet. Well, I'm trying to help you to have that experience. Listen, so he flourishes. He's more than just a few apples on a tree. He's loaded, branches are weighed down. Because he's got so much fruit. Flourishing. Flourishing. Notice the next point. It says, his leaf, this is the sixth observation. His leaf also shall not wither. His leaf shall not also wither. Here's why. Because it is flowing and it has follow through. In other words, here's what the tree that's planted by the river of resources has. It has so many resources that it doesn't dry up when heat comes. 17th chapter of Jeremiah tells you that it don't even notice when heat comes. Where other trees might dry up because the land is dry, parched, and cracked, that tree don't even pay attention to the dryness. It's not even bothered by the heat. It's not even worried about what's going on. Storm comes, winds blow, rains blow. It is secured. It is secured, and therefore its leaves stay green. Listen, even when it's not his season. How many times, my brothers and sisters, have you gone through folk going through things and folk couldn't tell it. And when you start telling them what you've been through and you don't look like what you've been through, they wonder what's wrong with you. But you've got a flowing element whereby the resources keep on replenishing you, that even though you're going through everything every other tree is going through, it just don't show on you because you've got resources that constantly replenish you.
Yes, sir.
It replenishes you. And then the seventh one is, listen, and whatsoever. Now he transitions back from a tree to a man. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And you know what that is? That's favor. That's favor. It's favor because he's a blessed man. He's fit. He's faithful. He's fixed. He's fruitful. He flourishes. And he flows. And so now he has favor. Favor. And whatsoever. Now you know you got to have favor to have whatsoever. God is not limiting you. Listen, you can do whatsoever. But lest you miss the true reality of whatsoever here. Whatsoever, and this is important, because there are three points here that I need you to see. In the whatsoever, it has to do with purpose, potential, and prosperity. Whatsoever, listen at this so you'll understand it. I'll make it simple, clear, plain. Uh-huh. And whatsoever he doeth,
yes, sir.
Whatever he doeth must be within the arena, the parameters of his purpose. Listen at me well. You remember when Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever tried to do that? I'm just being honest with you. Have you ever tried to do something that you couldn't do and you didn't do it? It didn't work. Are y'all listening to me here? You see, it's not an open-faced principle or promise for everything. He says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. But the all things that he refers to is found in the 12th verse, the verse that preceded him saying that. He was talking about the things he learned. He could do all the things he learned. If you hadn't learned to do those things, don't go there thinking that you can do all things. You don't make God out of a lie, you make yourself out of a lie. That's why we study the scripture to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that leadeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Listen to what he says in that 12th verse. I know. How does he know? Because he learned both how to be abased and to abound. I know, he says, how to be abased and to abound. Does anybody know what else he says? I know both how to, what else? Philippians 4 and 12. Turn there. I need you to see the young people turn there, Philippians 4 and 12. He starts off, I know both how to be abased and to abound.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 La